Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. International efforts to broker a ceasefire between Israel and U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas have suffered a setback as Israel reportedly recalled its negotiating team. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Wednesday accused Hamas of hobbling the high-stakes negotiations by sticking to what he called delusional demands. Netanyahu's remarks raised concerns over the fate of the talks. Israel faced growing international pressure on Wednesday to hold off on a planned assault on the last refuge for displaced Palestinians in southern Gaza. Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham has more.
The World Health Organization's representative for the West Bank and Gaza, Richard Peeperkorn, said an offensive in Rafah could overwhelm its already overburdened health system.
Military activities in this area, this densely populated areas, would be, of course, an unfathomable catastrophe and an enormous, would even further expand the humanitarian disaster beyond imaginations.
Israel says it takes steps to minimize civilian casualties and accuses Hamas fighters of hiding among civilians, including in hospitals and shelters, something the militant group denies.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Indian security forces fired tear gas at protesting farmers for a second day on Wednesday to stop tens of thousands from marching to the capital, New Delhi, to demand higher prices for their produce. Security forces stopped the farmers at the border of northern states to which most of the farmers belong, almost 200 kilometers from their destination.